Okay. Pretty much all this file does is it turns you into a sissy maid. A sissy maid cocksucker. It'll make you want all of these things. And that's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and obedient. And now it is time. Time for a change in your behavior. Time for a change in who you are. You are going to discover that you are being feminized, that you are being turned into a sissy maid. In fact, you are going to find that you begin calling yourself a sissy, that you begin feeling the need to be a sissy, to be treated like one, to dress like one. You can feel your changes happening. You can feel yourself changing inside, wanting to be more feminine, wanting to look more feminine, wanting to be a sissy maid. You want to dress up like a maid. You want to serve just like a maid would, but you want to do it in women's clothing. You want to dress like a woman and act like one, to be sissified, to be feminized, to be made to feel that you are inferior, that you do not deserve to wear men's clothing. You want to be a little sissy maid, and you're going to find yourself calling yourself that, thinking of yourself that. In fact, every time you orgasm, it will just reinforce that, especially if you are wearing women's clothing, women's panties, women's bra, any of these things, and you are finding yourself desiring to wear each and every last one of these things. You want to wear women's clothing and look like a little sissy. You want to be a little sissy. It doesn't matter that you're a man. You're not going to try to make yourself look like a woman. You're wearing women's clothing because you're a little sissy maid. You serve others as a sissy maid. In fact, you are going to find yourself concentrating on your ability to suck cock. Your ability to kneel down and suck a man's cock as the sissy maid that you are, to serve them in any manner that they choose. This is what you need, want, and desire. This is what you are being cursed with. That's right. This is a curse. A curse that is beginning to affect you. It is affecting your mind and your body. You are becoming sissified. You are becoming a man who is forced to wear women's clothing, not by choice, but because he has to. And the more you do it, the more you need to. The more you need to serve others dressed up like a maid, to look like a little sissy maid, to act like a little sissy maid, to be a little sissy maid. You'll find yourself falling into the habits of doing these things. You'll find yourself putting on women's undergarments. It's not because you want to. It's almost as if you're compelled to do so, as if by doing so you will become more and more of the sissy that you know you are, that you can feel deep down inside of yourself. You are not a manly man. You are just a little sissy maid, and you should serve as one. You should bring people things as one. You should feel like one. You should consider everyone your better, to serve them, to have them look at you and know what you are, know that you're just a little sissy. It embarrasses you, but there's nothing you can do about it because it is who and what you are. Not only that, but you are cursed with it. You actually have to be a little sissy maid. It isn't a matter of what you want or desire. It is who you are becoming. You can feel the change happening. You can feel yourself changing, and there is no way to stop it. You chose to listen to this file and accept what would happen to you, and now you know what that will be. You know that you are being feminized. You know that you are being turned into a sissy. You know that you are going to have to wear women's clothing, that you will wear them underneath your men's clothing, and when possible, you will wear them on the outside. It isn't something you can control any longer. You can feel the feminization happening. You can feel yourself being forced to do this. It isn't by choice. It is just simply something you must do. You can feel yourself being forced to do so. Being forced to choose women's clothing over men's. Being forced to become more and more of a little sissy maid. To go around cleaning things. To go around treating others as your better. Even while you are dressed in women's clothing, doesn't matter if you are humiliated or not, you are becoming a sissy maid, and that is all there is to it. You cannot choose otherwise. This is a curse, and only I may remove it. It is the only thing that you can do. The only thing you may do is accept it. Accept and embrace the fact that you are being sissified. You have been cursed, and you are being sissified, and there is no escape. You cannot escape from this curse except through my voice. I am the only one who may remove it. I am the only one who may relieve you of this curse. Otherwise, you will find yourself coming back to this file, listening to it time and again, over and over as it changes you, as it forces you to become more and more of a sissy. Just a little girly boy. A man who has no choice in what he wears. Someone who is being forced to be feminine at all times. This is what is happening to you, and you cannot stop it. You feel more and more of a sissy each and every time you put on the clothing, and you find yourself calling yourself a sissy. You need to be a sissy maid. You like being one, and whenever you come, you can picture yourself as one. You are finding that the only way to orgasm is to imagine yourself as a little sissy maid. A little sissy maid, down on her knees, sucking cock. This is the kind of thing that a sissy does. This is the kind of thing that you do. You can feel yourself changing. It doesn't matter what your original desires were. The change is happening and you cannot escape them. You can feel it flowing through you, changing your desires, changing your needs, forcing you to do this against your own free will, making you become more and more of a sissy each and every day, making you wear women's clothing more and more frequently, making you call yourself a sissy more and more often, and every time you come, it just makes it more true. It just makes you more of a sissy. There is no way out. You're trapped in this because you need to come. In fact, what you're doing makes you want to come. Acting like a sissy maid, looking like a sissy maid, this makes you very incredibly aroused. It makes you need to come. But when you do so, it makes you more and more of a sissy. You like being a sissy maid. You want to be a sissy maid who kneels down and sucks cock. This is who you are becoming. This is the change that is happening to you. You are being cursed with this. You are being cursed with this form of feminization. you're being cursed to become a sissy maid, to serve others, to bring them things, to do things for them, because you serve as a maid as well as a sissy, and it does not matter who sees you dressed this way. In fact, the more humiliated and embarrassed you are, the more of a sissy you become. It is a vicious cycle and one that you cannot escape, and it draws you in tighter and tighter each and every day, until you cannot escape it at all, until there is no way out, until you are completely trapped inside the sissy version of yourself, having to dress that way all the time, being more and more feminized each and every day, choosing to do things that are more feminine each and every day, not because you want to be feminine, but because you are being forced to be feminine. You are being forced to be a sissy maid, and there is no escape. There is no way out. You cannot do anything about it. You cannot escape what is happening to you. You have been trapped inside of this curse. You can feel my words echoing through your mind, and every time you hear them, you become a little bit more of a sissy, a little bit more of a sissy maid who serves others, who kneels down and sucks cock, who masturbates while thinking about how much of a sissy they are, and each and every time you come, it just simply traps you a little bit more. You are trapped and cannot escape. You are becoming a sissy maid and cannot stop it. You are being feminized against your will, and there is nothing you can do about it. You can feel the changes happening. You can feel them happening a little more each and every day, and you cannot stop them. You cannot run from them. You cannot escape them. You are trapped, and you will become a sissy maid. And now it is time. Time to wake back up and feel the effects of the curse. Feel yourself trapped as what you are, and knowing that it isn't going to end until I end it. Now, awaken. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Awake and refreshed, and you know what you are.